And right now we've got some details of Mardi Gras. This is Fat Tuesday, and commentator Chris Rose is roaming the French Quarter, the Garden District, and the rest of New Orleans, accompanied by his three children. He was at the Orpheus Parade last night.
The view of Mardi Gras is very different as a parent, and I mean that literally. I never get invited to the Girls Gone Wild parties in the French Quarter anymore. Now I see it all, the brilliant floats, the dancing girls, the marching bands, from atop a structure called a Mardi Gras ladder. After the procurement of a jogging stroller and a car safety seat, it is the most important acquisition a new parent in South Louisiana must secure. Mardi Gras ladders are standard indoor painter's ladders, retrofitted with box crates on top. The crates serve as viewing stands for the children. One of the first signs that carnival is upon us every year is the appearance of these ladders on the sidewalks outside local hardware stores. You can see literally tens of thousands of them lining the parade routes in and around New Orleans today. Mine is painted the traditional Mardi Gras colors, purple, green, and gold. It's fitted with safety straps, an umbrella holder, hooks upon which to hang our beads, and most importantly, cup holders. That's to free my hands to protect my kids' faces from the strands of beads fired at them by jubilant revelers upon the floats. Uptown, where I am right now, families gather in masses under the stately oaks of the St. Charles Avenue streetcar line. Here, territorial disputes are becoming all too common. As one guy puts his kid's ladder in front of your kid's ladder and, well, the ensuing imbroglio often distracts the police from their more noble pursuits of cuffing public urinators and breast flashers. Sometimes the cops get fed up and just throw all the ladders they can find in a truck and haul them away to who knows where, leaving the owners in quite a pickle. Because, after all, Mardi Gras may end today, but the St. Paddy's Day parades are just around the corner. And if you want the best vantage point from which to catch the cabbages and the onions they throw into the crowd, well, you know what you're going to need.
Chris Rose is a columnist for the Times-Picayune in New Orleans, and you can find pictures of the Mardi Gras festivities at NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.